Hey,
hello.
I made it, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just finished up with my other client. Let me pull up.
Well, I sent you a text asking if you could wait till 5:30.
Oh, yeah. No, it's 5:30 now, right? Your time?
Yep. You're right on time.
Right on time, man. Yeah, I didn't know how it was going to go, you know, but.
Yeah. Okay,
so I got your account pulled up here. Okay, Google Guarantee only, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Let's see. I already sent you. You have Perry's number and my number as well, correct?
Yeah, you sent it the other day for me.
Okay, awesome. All right, and let's see. Give me one quick second. I just got to double check something.
Okay.
All right. Okay, perfect. You already have the Google business profile. Awesome. And you have the address hidden on that too, right? That's correct?
I have what?
653 Parkview Road. That's supposed to be hidden, correct?
Yeah, it can.
Okay, awesome. Alright.
I don't know if it's hidden on my account there or not, but I'm trying to go back through and hide everything on it.
No, it's hidden right now. You did it correctly.
Okay.
I just wanted
okay.
to make sure, you know.
Yeah.
So unlike the other program, right, where we optimize you organically, Perry won't even need to go into your Google business profile. So I just wanted to make sure it was correct. So we're golden. What's your last name, just for account purposes, Dennis?
Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Got it. First name, you spell that D-E-N-N-I-S. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. For all email purposes for you and Perry, the IV, like four, right, ivseasonsmechanical@gmail.com, that's the best email
yes.
address, correct? All right.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Okay. So for the application fee, like I mentioned, it is a one-time fee. You never pay that again. The card you'll be using to secure the Google Guarantee Program with, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
I'm going to use my personal card on this because I haven't looked today to see what's in my business account. So.
Okay, no problem. If you wanted to set up, too, for the leads, a different card, you could always set that with Perry, too. Okay?
Okay, yep.
And is there a middle initial on the card?
Yes, E.
E like Edward. Perfect.
Yep.
All right. The billing address, is it the same 653 Parkview Road?
Yes. 47803.
Got it. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a debit master.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
It is 5360-6230-0833-2126.
Expiration?
5/26.
And the three-digit code on the back?
420.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I already assigned the package to Perry. And I'm going to process your one-time application fee now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me one quick second. After I process this to you, I'm going to be sending you the application. Okay? Now, what's going to happen on this application, it's going to have different things, like where you put the license, the insurance, right? We have you fill out, I believe it was you and your son, right, for the background?
Yeah, my son will be on the background too, yeah.
Okay, so you'll have two different slots to fill that in. You could just hit more, right? You'll see what I'm talking about. Let me just get this sent to you now.
Is it all computer-based where I can fill it out online, or, okay.
Yeah, you just want to be on top of it, though, okay? What's going to happen is I want you to start this as soon as possible. And, Perry, I'm about to set a client interview up with you and Perry. If you run into any hiccups on it, he'll help you finish it, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one quick second, though. For some reason. Okay, here it is. I was like, where is the application? Just a little backstory on this too. We've been setting up so many Google Guarantee accounts. Perry used to like send you the form on the client interview, but he told me, he was like, hey, you just send it once you set them up. That way, you know, you guys could get a jump start on it. So it's going to come through. It'll say forms. I sent it via text message. I'm going to send it to you via email too right now. Okay. Just give me a moment back here. Alright, let's see. Go back to the form. Alright, so here comes via email. All I'm doing is copy and pasting the form and replying to the email we were already on. So it'll just be
okay.
Okay. I don't have like some super spiffy email for it yet. I'll work on that later.
All right.
All right. So let's see. Now we're going to schedule your client interview with Perry. Like I said, Perry's going to be your man. Okay. You can always call me. I have some clients that still call me first, which is perfectly fine. But any questions like regarding like keywords, when you want to pause or turn back on your leads, Perry's the one you're going to want to call or text on a cell phone. Okay.
Okay. Now,
for the client interview with him, they want him on a recorded line, so he's going to be calling you from our 877 number. It won't be from his cell phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see here. The soonest – oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong person's calendar. All right, so the soonest time for Perry is going to be 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. He also has an 11 a.m.
See, I'm not going to be able to do anything until, you know, later in the day when I get off work.
Got it. He's booked late, too. All right, so let me do this real fast. Let me just message him. So you need, like around, like, 6, right?
5, 6, somewhere like that. I just got off late today, so.
Okay. So let me do this real fast. Okay, so I'm going to book in, because I just don't want us to lose it. I'm going to book in Monday at 6, okay? It's going to say local / CIEN, which means client interview, English, and it will say Google Guarantee. I'm going to message him, though, and just see if he has any availability for tomorrow that he could squeeze you in on, okay?
Yeah.
One quick sec here. Okay, so I just sent the calendar invite. Let me message Perry real fast, see if he has any availability tomorrow. It looks like he doesn't, besides early, so let me check. Doesn't look like he does, so he's going to message me, though, I'm sure, shortly. But let me just tell you, let's say worst-case scenario, you have to wait till Monday for the client interview with him. You don't lose a step on anything because you still have to – that application is the main thing. So you have the main piece to get this all rolling. You want to definitely get that through as soon as possible. And if you're if you run into any hiccups on it, right, call me, and I'll try to message him if needed. Most of my clients haven't had any issue, though. Every now and then, there will be, like a license wouldn't be required, for example, and we would just submit it blank, right? So if you run into something like that, you just call me directly, and I'll message him and try to get you an answer for it. Usually, because he's in a meeting right now, he'll take, like, 30 minutes to an hour to respond back to me, though. For right now, I'm just going to keep you booked in for 6 p.m. on Monday, and I'll call you if he tells me yay or nay on tomorrow evening, right? I'll call you and just let you know his answer to it, okay?
Okay.
But it says he's pretty booked. He's in like some 3-hour type of thing or something, so I don't know if it's training or what's going on.
How long does it take? How long will I be on the phone with him?
it's pretty quick. So we block off a full hour, but usually the call just takes like 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll just go over with you. Like, I went over the minimum monthly rate, which is 290. He'll go over with you, like, do you want to set a different budget? Like, would you like to start with more leads? He'll make sure the application goes through. Like, if you're on any running into any hiccups, et cetera, he wants to walk you through that. So that's really the main thing. And then he'll let you know, like, your keywords. He'll send you a bunch of emails, too, just outlining everything that's going on. Okay?
Okay. And then you said this can take up to 8 weeks to get going?
4 to 8 weeks is what we sent you in writing. But I'm telling you, Dennis, my clients are usually advanced verified within 3 weeks. So just be on top of that application, okay?
Yeah, I'll probably sit down tonight and do that.
Perry messaged me. Okay, so what's happening is 4 p.m., he's actually off. I don't know what he's got going on. So, yeah, we're going to have to do Monday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, that'll work.
Verify tomorrow, you're working, right, at 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be working.
So we'll just do 6 p.m. Monday and try to get that application filled out tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
if
you run into any hiccups, just call me, and then I'll message them and see what's going on. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good, bud. I appreciate it.
All right, Dennis. Hey, congratulations again. You're going to love this program.
All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
What's this?